Hey mama, I am so glad to see you back here with me on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. I am so honored to have you here with me, investing in yourself to create a better life on one income, dreaming for the future, setting goals, and putting your money towards the things that you and your family enjoy. But life, it's messy. You are human, and there will be times when you get off budget. You, me, nobody in this world is perfect, and to expect perfection is to expect failure. So instead of only planning for the days where you are productive and on point, let's also plan for the days where things go south and you get off budget. I mean, right there in the moment, budgeting, it can be so extremely stressful. There are so many moving parts that you have to make sure that they continue to flow without failing. But that doesn't mean that you are striving for perfection. It means that you are a living problem solver. It means that when things get off track, you can make a new one and still keep things flowing. That is why we have to keep the emotions at bay, because if we are stuck in fear, in guilt, in shame, or anything in between, we cannot problem solve our way out of the situation. Our emotions keep us from seeing straight. However, if you have a plan for these things and know the next steps to take when you do get off budget, then being off budget it's not scary anymore. And that is where these five steps came from. These are the five steps that I take when I can't think straight. These are the steps that I take when I don't feel like budgeting. These are the next right steps to take that will get you through a tight spot. So go grab that stroller, pop in those headphones, and let's get to it. Do you find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to save money and live on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by not sticking to your budget? Are you ready for financial freedom? Then you, mama, are in the right place. Welcome to the One Income Family Podcast, where you will learn what it looks like to budget on one income, how to partner with God in your finances, how to budget in a way that's easy to stick to, and how to cut costs and save money, all so that you can start building wealth. It is my mission to equip you with these tools so that you can live in abundance regardless of the amount in your account. Hey, I'm Molly, a budget coach for stay-at-home moms, and I know what it's like to struggle on one income. I've lived paycheck to paycheck, relied on being frugal, and failed many budgets until I learned how to budget without tracking. This has allowed my family to pay off debt and build wealth all on one income. So, if you are ready for financial freedom, then go grab that stroller, plug in those headphones, and let's get to it. I know that you are tired of getting off budget. I know that you're sick of being forced to be frugal. I know that you desire to have extra income to pay off debt and go on those vacations. I know that you are ready to stop living paycheck to paycheck so that you can live abundantly and thrive without restrictions. I want you to stop looking around. I want you to stop living in fear, and I want you to lean into an easier budgeting system. I am going to help you create a budget that you can stick to. I am going to help you create a budget that doesn't rely on tracking to stay on budget. And it is going to be a budget that portrays what is important to you and your family. No giving up Starbucks, no giving up Netflix. Your priorities are what will fill the budget. I want you to go right now to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and get started with me so that you can start living your life. You in? I know I've said this before, and I probably continue to say it, but budgeting, it can be stressful. Money in itself is just something that I don't even know how to explain it, but it tends to get everybody in a bind, right? Like, it brings up all these emotions because we want to do with it what we want to do with it and not have to worry about what other people think. And then when we do whatever we want to do with our income, it tends to go the opposite direction, right? We end up putting ourselves into a hole sometimes and not being able to maybe pay the bills or get groceries. And sometimes your budget is just set up that way, set up in a way that you aren't able to buy groceries one paycheck and the next paycheck, it's like you got an extra bonus, right? But it's still extremely stressful and there's just so many emotions with it. And that is why this episode came to be, because I've lived it. I have been in those situations where I was living in a tight situation. We didn't have a whole lot of money. And then we went out and we ate together, or maybe separately we got something that we shouldn't have and it ended up hurting the budget. That is how my number one rule came about, where you make sure that you pay the important things first and you buy the important things first. So then if you do want to spend that extra money, you can do it without having to worry about if your necessities, your needs are met, right? But that mentality also doesn't make it so that you can, you know, make your money work for you. It doesn't really bring in a wealth mindset. It's more of a using your money mindset and not worrying about the things that you need being harmed or not taken care of, right? And so that is why I have these 5 steps, because I know that we are going to get off budget. That's life. That's something that we should just normalize. We are human. We are not perfect. And so if we have a plan in place to be able to handle those situations when we give into that temptation and we buy the thing that we probably shouldn't have, or we know that we can buy one thing, but instead of just one, we buy 2 or 3 things, and that's what hurts us, right? And so if we have a plan in place for those situations, it makes getting off budget not as stressful. It makes the high emotions be able to stay under control, because you know that you will be able to make it to the next paycheck without, you know, getting into all these arguments. Now, no promises that the reason you're in that situation won't cause an argument. However, this will at least calm down the emotions and the stress that come with not being able to care for your family, right? Because that is what we want. We want to be able to take what we have and to multiply it and make it work for our family, even if we do go over budget or take away some of the income that we probably should have put towards something else, right? And so that's why this came about, because I want you to not be stressing out during those times where you get off budget. It happens. And having a plan in place for those times and hopefully when you do get off budget, it's not as bad as what I'm about to explain to you for things that you can do to make it not as difficult, right? To survive essentially through this stressful time. But hopefully you just went a little over budget and it's just like, okay, well, I can just not put money in that account next time, right? And it's not as stressful. But when we do put ourselves into those situations where we are struggling to possibly come up with our necessities, which those necessities are our bills, they are eating, they are a way of getting around, right? And so if we have no way of paying those things, then our emotions really go high and we start thinking the worst. And that's what I want to prevent for you. So I'm going to jump into the 5 tips that I have for you. And they are, 1, you should always expect this, but to go to God. And to know that He will provide, because that is 1. Having that faith and knowing that even in a rough spot, even if you're the one that put you in that rough spot, God is still going to provide for your necessities. Now, that does not mean that you can just sit there and have faith that everything will be okay, because you still need to take action. In James 2:14 through 26, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, so I'm just going to kind of sum it up. It talks about how faith without action is dead. And so it doesn't matter if you have a whole bunch of faith, but if you don't put action towards that faith and actually take steps to ensure and show God that you believe He is going to provide for you, then you're just, it's not going to be as good for you, right? It's essentially dead. I wish I had a different word for that. But it's essentially like if you don't show what you believe through your actions, then it's like having integrity. You say what you do, but it's the opposite way or opposite for this, right? So integrity is saying what you're going to do and then actually doing it. And having faith, you need to believe, but then actually take the steps to show that you believe, essentially, right? And so you can get more out of it by going and reading that passage. I definitely suggest that you do that so you don't take this out of context, especially since I kind of really just loosely threw that at you. But it is so important to know that you have faith that comes with action. And that is what the next tips that I have for you is to show you the types of action that you can take to ensure that you will make it to the next paycheck and not be stressing over the fact that you won't make it, right? Because sometimes God provides through the things that we have. Sometimes He provides by giving us a little extra income that came out of nowhere, right? But it's not always the money that's going to make sure that we provide. Maybe it's the fact that someone asks if we want to come over and eat, right? So that would be providing for our eating, right? Our family would be fed that day. So there are always ways that God's going to provide, but you have to take action to prove that you, well, prove isn't really the right word, but to show that you actually believe what it is that you believe. So faith and action go together. So remember that. Okay, tip number two, how do you handle your bills? When you are in a situation like this and you're struggling because you overspent before you got all your bills paid, right? And you're stressing about whether or not you're going to be able to pay your bills. So what do you do? Well, you pay them. You pay the bills that you need to pay. And then if there's any way that you can get rid of something, then get rid of it, even if it's for like just that month, right? So I know that you can pause subscriptions. Maybe that means you go without Netflix for a month. Maybe that means that you go without, I don't know what other major subscriptions are out there, but there are so many things out there that you can just hit pause on and then continue it the next month when you aren't struggling, right? So it doesn't mean you have to get rid of it for good, just for a cycle. And I mean, maybe you'll actually learn that maybe you don't need that and it's not as big of a priority as you thought. And then maybe you can get rid of it, right? So there's always that. And if you are stressing about whether you're going to be able to pay your bills, definitely pay your loans first, then pay your utilities and the things that you need. And then from there, see if you can maybe call the phone bill and maybe push your phone bill back a month. See if there's a way you can call the internet and skip a month for internet. I know, again, these are things that are hard, but sometimes if we just take that little bit of sacrifice, that's definitely when we are taking action and God sees that and He provides and like amplifies our sacrifices. Like it is so awesome the way He works, right? And so, I mean, that is why when we are in these situations, if we are not able to stick to our budget and it affects your bills and your ability to eat and to do the things that you need to do, then sometimes you need to swallow the hard pill and get rid of that loan or get rid of whatever it is. If it's a subscription, if it's something that you can't physically handle, if your budget cannot handle that and you're not able to actually manage your money very well because of all of this stuff that you want that makes life, oh, comfortable per se. We want this big and this rich life, and we think that that comes with money. But money only amplifies the way you feel and the joy that you have. And it doesn't do what we think it does by money. Everyone always says that money doesn't buy happiness, right? But that's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it doesn't do what we want it to do. Like, I'm struggling to get this out. Lord help me. What I'm trying to say is that if we are so focused on money that we think that whatever we buy is going to bring us happiness and we aren't already living a happy life, it's not going to. It's going to amplify the feelings that we already have. Maybe it'll give us a little bit of joy or a little bit of happiness right there in the moment, but it's not going to give us long-term joy. It's not going to give us long-term happiness. It's not going to make our life enjoyable and be able to spread that to the people around us. We have to build that away from money. We have to build that outside of the presence of money. And then when we bring that money in, it's going to make it so much better. And we're going to be able to just amplify what it is that we already have, right? And so that is why God says, you know, don't be a slave to your creditor and to not focus on that comfort, essentially. Like, we are so focused on the comforts of life, then we're not going to be able to actually enjoy our lives. We're going to be searching for that next thing that, you know, TikTok or Facebook or Instagram is saying that everybody wants, all these trends, all the things that are fun and enjoyable. But are they really? Are they going to amplify your life? Are they going to give you the joy that you think that you're going to get from it? Or is it just going to be another thing that you're like, oh, well, I didn't really like that. I shouldn't have bought it, right? Kind of wasted my money. See, that is why you should really sit down and focus on the things that you truly, truly want and figure out what makes you and your family happy without the money in the equation. And then when you do use your money and you do have the finances, it just makes it so much more fun. And it essentially just gives you a new location to look at everything, right? Okay, I'm kind of going off on a rant, so I'm going to pause that because I will go back to that in a second. But I'm going to pause that and I'm going to jump to tip number 3, which is focusing on how will you eat. In these situations where you are struggling and you're worried about not being able to feed your family, what can you do? Well, I mean, do some shelf cooking. I'm sure that every single one of you has a whole bunch of food in your shelf, in your freezer, that is just piled up waiting to be ate, but we are so focused on creating the next meal plan and we don't look at what we already have that we tend to just stockpile and keep building up our freezer and our pantry. And so if we sit back and we actually look at the things that we have, we probably, I should say you, well, me too, but you actually have enough food to last for at least a week, if not longer, depending on how often you use your pantry and your freezer to cook out of, right? And so definitely do some shelf cooking. Definitely do some freezer cooking. I'm sure you can save some money right there and eat for like a week and not have to worry about buying groceries. Like, I do that all the time. If I'm like, oh, I don't like what I have planned, or I'm like, I'm really struggling financially this week, we're just going to see what I can find in the pantry and in the freezer and just make whatever it is right there willy-nilly. Sometimes I have to get more hands-on and make it a little bit more from scratch, but sometimes those turn out to be the most fun and the most enjoyable and the yummiest meals because I put more time and effort into it and my kids get to help and it gets crazy, right? So it definitely brings more joy to what it is that I'm doing. Another thing that you can do for eating is to focus on making sure that you eat every single leftover. Do not leave leftovers in the fridge. Do not let your food get thrown away in the trash because you are going to be able to use that food for the next meal, whether that means that you are eating the exact same meal. That's something I like to do because all I have to do is reheat it, right? But you can take that meal, if it's like meat that you have left over or if it's a side that you have left over, and make it into a new dish. You just have to be creative and see what it is that you have in the pantry and in the freezer to amplify that meal and make it something new if you're one of those people that doesn't like leftovers, right? So don't make it essentially a leftover. Just use whatever's in the fridge, so that's not technically a leftover, but what's already made in the fridge and make it into something new. So that's something that I do a lot in those type of situations where I'm struggling financially. What can you do when you need to get around? Like, what I'm specifically talking about is gas, right? When you need to get to and from a place, how can you save on money there? How can you get to and from places without gas, right? So essentially, you can walk. I know if you have a whole bunch of kids, that can be stressful. But that is definitely one way to get around. If you live like me on the country, walking 9 miles into the closest small town is not feasible, right? You can ride your bike if you live in town. I wish I lived closer. I would ride my bike more often, put the kids in like a little pack or cart, whatever it's called, on the back of the bike and just ride into town. Or you can carpool. You can see, like, if somebody else is going into town, if you can ride with them. If your husband's already going into town, maybe you go with him to wherever it is that he's going, and then you walk to the next location that you need to go to, right? There's lots of ways that you can carpool, or simply you can just stay home. I mean, use this time, even though your finances are keeping you home, use it as a time to just really get some rest, because we're a world where we just go, 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 and we never stop. And sometimes not having enough gas to go places can be a blessing in disguise, because it makes you stay home. It makes you get that rest that you're looking for. That doesn't mean that you can, or to use that time to do, you know, a whole bunch of other things, but rather to use that time to connect with your family. Like, if you were going to go out and do something with your family, just do that at home. Don't pick up the phone. Don't pick up the things that deal with like cleaning or the laundry. Just sit down and focus on your family just like you would if you were going to go somewhere else. So essentially, just do it at home. Do whatever you were going to do away at home. So then also, like, play dates, right? Well, what do I do on play dates? Well, maybe you can call that person and say, I am not going to be able to make it to you, but can you maybe come here instead? So maybe change locations, see if they can come to you instead of you going to them. That is a big help. Okay, so then tip number 5, don't dwell on it. Create a fun environment that isn't reliant on money. You can have a lot of fun without money, like I was saying earlier. And if you create an environment of fun without money, even if you are tight on funds, then that pay cycle, it won't affect your joy. It won't affect your quality of life, essentially. And that is what I really want you to get out of this, is that even though you may be down on funds and you may have went over on your budget, more spent on things that you probably shouldn't have or just that you didn't want to, and so it took away from something else, don't dwell on it and get so down on yourself that you create an environment in your home that is focused on being sad and upset and stressed. I know that is so much easier to say than to do, right? But if you focus instead on what you can do and what you do have and be joyful about the things that you have, because it could be so much worse, right? You could be in a situation where you have no money and maybe you're out on the streets. Like, how is that going to help you, right? And I know that's a little drastic, but I still want you to understand that even though you may be struggling a little bit in this pay cycle, in this season of life, whatever it is that's going on, you will make it through to the other side. And I know that in the moment, that can be so defeating. It can be so stressful. It can just put a damper on your spirit. But instead, I challenge you to find a way to have fun without the money. I challenge you to sit down and rework your mind, right? Try to find the joy regardless of what your finances say. Find the joy in what it is that you do daily, like the time that you spend with your family, the time that you spend with your husband, the fact that you get to do that and not have to go anywhere necessarily. It just If you are just focused on that, then it is going to be so much better when you actually do have the funds to do things, because you are not having to worry about money to be happy, right? Life is so much better when we aren't reliant on the things around us. So I challenge you, before I hop off today, to go out and create an environment of fun without money and start doing it every week with your husband, with your kids. And then when you do have the finances for a change of scenery, because that's all it is, it will be so much better. Like, your life will continue to be joyful in whatever it is that you're doing, because it's just going to be amplified, or just a change of scenery. That's all that you're getting when it comes to using money and having fun, right? You're just changing up a little bit of what you're doing, but that doesn't mean that you can't have fun at home. That doesn't mean that you can't build a joyful environment and a loving home, even if you have low funds, right? And so I challenge you, again, to sit down and figure out how it is that you can change maybe your mindset so that you can build a joyful life without looking at your money, without having it be connected to your income. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. These tips that I give you, they will help you get through times of struggle. But when you get help, you don't only get the system and the tips, you get coaching as you implement the systems and the tips. This is the part that we struggle with the most. It's the implementation. It's the actually sitting down and taking action. And so when you get coaching, you get help with the implementation of the systems and the tips. And that, like I said, is the part that we struggle with the most. You know what to do. You just need some assistance with taking action. So don't wait any longer. Go right now to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y. B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. And get started with me so that you can get help during these times of struggle. Before you go, I hope this episode has ignited a fire inside of you, and I pray that it creates long-lasting impact. Did you know that you too can impact other one-income families? All you have to do is leave a written review, and you help get the podcast in the hands of other mamas in need. You can also text this episode to that friend who is also knee-deep in the same kind of chaos as you and inspire them to make a change. Also, your review lets me know that you're enjoying the show, and that lights me up. I get so excited to hear from you. Another great way that we can connect, though, is through the One Income Family community over on Facebook. So after you're done leaving that 5-star review, head on over to the community, where you will find other mamas working their way out of the chaos. You can ask your questions and connect with others who truly understand what you are going through. I cannot wait to connect with you in the community. Until then, I will see you right here next week on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast.